Hey everyone, Matt here. This is what I like to call the best of the Power Up Podcast. I put this together because if you're new to the show and you don't know all our inside jokes yet, or if you want to turn someone else onto the show, this is a great way to get people in on the show. Also, on this RSS feed, we'll still be posting episodes because we have a lot of listeners on Podomatic, but I strongly urge everyone to move over to the FeedBurner feed, which you can find in the description. I think it keeps like 30 of our most recent episodes. Also, there's going to be a new prank call episode on there. So in addition to this, there is a new prank call episode on our new feed, which is in the description below whatever you're using to listen to this with. So, enjoy. Get over here!
Nobody makes a scene like me!
It's me, Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Feels here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Alright, so, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.
Do I ever get to say goodbye for myself?
Yeah, I know, we never get to say goodbye.
Let's say it.
Yeah.
Leaper,
yeah.
Give me a goodbye.
Hey, goodbye.
Hey, Tyler.
Stay classy.
What are you, Ron Burgundy?
Goodbye.
Go fuck yourselves.
Alright, bye.
Oh, you get like three byes now?
Bye.
Just shut up for
three byes now.
This is, okay, I see why you do it now, because Tyler needs three goodbyes.
Well, this is why I do it, because when you guys do it, it just completely fucks up. No one can just say bye.
Wait, okay, let's try it again.
Okay, who's starting?
No, how about we do it on three? Right. One, two, three.
Goodbye.
Go fuck yourself.
All right, bye, everybody. Sorry. Leaper's got the attention span of, like, a two-year-old girl.
What's how up? Do you know what that is?
What
on,
do you
man,
do?
You just eat the lollipop. No. You can watch TV later. Okay, basically, eventually, we are building up for the whole world to be in 3D.
Wow. You know what else is in 3D? Real life.
That's right.
Whoa.
My
freaking
God.
Hand.
It's actually 4D.
So
I'm about to
right
break
now.
The fourth wall. We're doing a podcast. In IGN's article or whatever, they're like, 8 to 12 hours, depending how good
well,
you are or whatever.
That,
and we
then.
Did in like 6 minutes. Or not six,
six
minutes.
Six minutes.
Yes.
We just blew through that campaign. And then down goes the two-year-old.
It took 12 years for StarCraft II to finally come out. Why do you always laugh? What's funny
you always,
about that?
Because all your stuff sounds like stalling. Like, you always build up to your own like
yeah.
debate.
The point they're making here is achievements let players get more out of games.
I agree.
I agree.
All right, sweet. Let's move on.
Ha ha. Ha
ha. Dude, you can't copy my laugh. Stop.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle.
Give me all my shrimp, yeah. Give me all my shrimp,
yeah. Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
Yo. Semantics, baby, shut your mouth. Semantics, baby, shut your mouth.
You got the thing
juicy.
You used to wear in the summertime?
Get these old shorts.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
All right, Stefan, copy this.
Dude, I like that song.
In Call of Duty Black Ops, at an 11-kill streak, you can have one of two abilities. One is piloting a gunship, the other one
attack
is...
Attack ducks.
I had a joke in this one, but you ruined it.
Oh, sorry.
That's why, I, you know, if you remember the first trivia, I asked if you guys could wait until I read things.
What's the joke? We'll rewind.
Nope, no, it doesn't
no,
work
we'll
now.
Just edit.
No.
We'll edit, edit, edit.
I don't edit
post
shit.
Post-edit.
Ha 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 ha
All right, let's edit it. Reread the question.
Oh, you see, but the problem is now, it wasn't a carpet bombing joke here. It was like a bottle rocket, you know. It was supposed to be a giggle. Now it's okay, Stefan. In Call of Duty Black Ops, at an 11 kill streak, you can have one of two abilities. One is piloting a gunship. The other
attack
one
dogs.
Is
shit. Let's try it again. One more time. I got this.
The joke was I threw attack tigers in there.
Oh, right. Nice. That would have been sweet.
Make a phone call of just Tyler Sound and the Leaper.
One day you should like call from an unavailable number and just use these sound bites to try and make like Austin think that one of us is talking.
Austin's like, hello?
Semantics, babe. Just shut your mouth.
Excuse me? What'd you say to me?
Unstable. Dude, I don't know why I'm laughing. I think it's because I'm so fucking tired.
What,
Tyler?
I'm boring,
what? Guys. Just go to Leaper.
Leaper? Why the hell is he on the phone? You think this is funny? Alright, so I'm going to have to give the winner of this console wars to...
You can't handle the two.
Tyler wins one.
It's about time.
Finally.
I got one. You only get one.
Yeah, everyone gets one. Well, Stefan gets a bunch. You get
one. We just had to work all the time now.
And for you two...
Congratulations! You are...
Awesome. Alright, we're awesome.
Sweet.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, you guys hear that? That's our listeners banging their heads against the table. Oh my god, I can hear that from here.
I think our
fan base just quit listening to the podcast. Wait, I can kind of dig it, yeah.
3,200.
I'd say like 9,000.
Well, I don't expect to be dead on, but am I in the ballpark?
12,331.
He's in the ballpark.
Okay.
10,500.
You're in the ballpark.
13,000.
No, you're getting further from the ballpark.
Oh, mother.
You're on the sidewalk outside.
I'm getting a hot dog.
10,900.
You're getting closer.
And 80.
11,000.
Okay, so it's 11,286.
So at one point you could have fucking huge amount of cities, and the next point you could just have one and be getting fucked by barbarians.
Nice. Fucked by barbarians. Sweet. Sounds like an awesome game.
16 is blogs. Leaper, I am going to chain you down. Every time you come to the podcast, I'm going to chain you down. I'm going to beat you for like an hour. I'm just going to punch you in the face for like an hour before we do this podcast. You know, beat the traffic, which is a traffic... fuck you guys doing.
I don't know, but when I think of beat the traffic, I mean like just like one woman that just goes around and everybody off in the middle of traffic. That'd be awesome. She'd get so tired though, but I bet she'd make really good tips.
She'd have a big gooey hand and she's
I know.
Reaching into you like that.
Well, as long as she cleans up, but yeah, imagine
cleans
the tips
up, dude. She doesn't have time, man.
People would be paying
Purell,
so much, man. During traffic.
Purell's not gonna help you,
dude. It'd help reduce road rage.
People don't like these. Oh my god, dude.
I'm gonna go.
You're fired.
I'm gonna go with.
Mine's black and white.
That was perfect.
University of Illinois developed a game called Space Fortress. Using this data, researchers were. Where the fuck are you going? You're blowing your
nose. A phone call.
I thought that's what he was doing. I was like, oh my god. Okay, so.
I thought he was just thinking back, I'm out. Later.
Wait, hold on.
If you just shh, if you listen real closely, you can hear him whispering.
I love you. The first time Stefan talked to me, he was talking about this Eddie George jersey I was wearing. He's like, yeah, you like Eddie George?
I don't even know who the fuck is this guy.
Art class.
I think it was 7th grade that you were...
Dude, I'm telling you, like 6th and 7th grade were just like a blur to me. Cougar. Those things.
Oh my god.
Scare the crap out of you. I was on a horse... Yeah.
I was on a horse.
All right? I'm trotting, and I run and jump over this little hill, and it's just like a little divot, and this fucking cougar was there, and he dominates my horse. I go flying off, and the thing just dominates me. It's scary. I
went through a cutscene one time and ended up, you know, like, right after the cutscene ended, I was outside the carriage, and a cougar jumped at me right away.
Fuck those
cougars. I didn't even really know where I was, but the cougar just dominated me.
No, scary.
Only scarier than a bear and a cougar, though, is a booger.
Black Friday,
yeah,
the day.
I looked, but...
The day that in America the normal person's intelligence drops to that of the average buffalo. People get trampled all the time.
That's funny. We got into an argument the other day. He was like, "See, it's Super Mario Brothers." I'm like, "Yeah." No, I go, "It's Super Mario Brothers." He goes, "Super Mario Bros." Yeah. Bros on it. I'm like, no, it's short for brothers. He goes, "But it says bros."
He's like, "Listen, bro. Listen."
Remember those series of pictures that looked like I was kidnapping him?
His birthday's tomorrow.
Sweet, can I go kidnap him? after the bros thing, did you just tell him he was retarded and walk away? He's sitting there all sad. Oh my god.
No, dude, that kid's got an attitude, dude. Like, I was babysitting one time, and he walked outside. I was, "Carson, what are you doing? Go outside. You can't just walk outside when no one else is here. You didn't tell me."
Can't just do things just to do them?
Yeah.
Then he stabbed me.
No, he goes back inside. I'm like, "All right." And then, like, next thing I know, I hear the door open. I'm like, "What the fuck?" So I go outside. He's like talking to like these 13-year-old kids with a basketball. I'm like, "Carson, what are you doing?"
He's selling.
He's like,
drugs.
"I thought I told you that you don't go outside without talking to me." I'm like, "Go inside." He goes, "You go inside."
That's my boy. He's like, "Don't be cramming my style. Back up.
Didn't you fucking buy that at Walmart for like $5?
No,
both movies.
You bought it.
Yeah, you did.
You're the one who bought it. You came back. You came back like, "Dude, look what I got." I'm like, "Yeah."
No, I bought Ninja Turtles and Gremlins.
Oh, shut the
you
hell up.
Fucking
you did not.
Bought,
you bought that
Kombat.
Movie.
Hold on. I'll be the mediator. Tyler bought him.
No, yeah. I did not.
I swear to God, I didn't. Let me be a real mediator. Leaper bought him.
All right.
I didn't buy him.
Okay, fine. I bought him.
All right, fair enough.
Jaws, Baron Samedi.
What is that?
I'm sorry. I broke my own semi-rule.
Told you, no vibrators.
That was my phone.
Sure.
Well, I'll just put this on silent here.
Jeez. You think you know a guy. My butthole. It's an innie, not an outie. I don't understand this. Mine different than anybody else's?
No, you're good. It's normal.
Then I'm going, "What?
You bought a diamond
ring." And then Labor's going to be like, "No, baby, no.
Yeah.
I give you diamond ring."
No, I just had a moment of purity.
I did some fun in hell.
Wrong game through on that one. Useless, especially as the game progresses and it's been out for longer. People are going to get more and more used to the hologram, and the less likely it's going to be effective in actual combat. I would like that story stricken from my
consider it done.
Like, Squirtle had his, like, all, yeah, like, badass
Squirtle,
attitude.
Squirtle squad.
he was just a hard ass, and I loved it. He was tough. And then Bulbasaur was just, like, a fucking beast. Like, he was so brave and fucking honorable.
And Charmander.
And you got Charmander, who's just a giant fucking prick. And he turns into Charizard that doesn't want to do shit. And he's like, fuck you guys.
He's all running around going, "Charmander!
Char-char!"
I thought you were going to say you thought Chris Hansen was a pervert. He's not a pervert.
Oh, no, I still like dealing with pedophiles.
Wouldn't that be the best? he went to a house.
He's caught on his own shit.
He's like, "Oh, shit. Why don't I just take a seat? Why don't I just sit down?"
sit down right here.
Just interviews himself.
More than me or Tyler's gaming system
combined.
And then... Out
I
of
like how you guys combined.
Yeah, what's up?
Creepy.
Or silent.
That's to set the mood for the creepy podcast. Lieber, I've been watching you, and sometimes I see you before you get in the shower, and I think about you.
Nice.
I want to be with you.
And I touch myself.
I just think if your girlfriend wasn't there, if something were to happen.
I mean, if it comes up, I mean.
That's why the soap is always so slippery.
Soap's always slippery, and sometimes I see you drop said soap, and I think of what could have been. Leaper, I just want to tell you that I want to be with you.
I want to be on you. With you, I mean.
No. I mean, I want to I want to be you. I want to cut you open and live inside of you.
Oh, nice. Be I could see that being a very habitable place, like very warm, and cozy, and wet. I love things that are warm and wet, tight, cozy.
Me too.
Plenty of space in that body. Stretch you open. Gaping hole.
I do so much with this signal, alright? I can't turn fucking shit into gold here. All I can do is polish it.
Yeah, Matt get fucks by cocks or something. I don't fucking know what I was trying to say. Matt get fucks. Fucks? Fucks.
You're trying to say that Matt gets fucked by cocks.
Well then, there you have it,
folks. That's right. Matt Lieber.
I do not get fucked by cocks.
Were you trying to get me to say that in first person? Because I almost did.
I was.
I was about to say, wait a minute.
Oh.
Carson, oh, yeah. Carson has them all. He's got the fire.
He has them all? Has he caught them all? gotta catch them all.
But no, he's got all the remake ones, and I jacked one of them.
You jacked Carson? The fuck, dude?
I borrowed.
Remember when you tried to steal Carson?
I tried to steal Tyler's little brother. All right?
Speaking of catch them all, we got
to... That's in the past.
Throw a shout out to Courtney Swanson, the only person I know that's actually caught them all.
And she cheated.
She cheated.
She did?
I'm sure she did.
These allegations, all right?
I know.
Stefan's over there talking about people stealing his cards, and it is based in fact.
I know
you,
she...
sir, are slandering someone.
She cheated.
Well, I know she had some sort of cheats in her game, but I don't know if she cheated. Well,
I'm pretty sure, she cheated.
Because when she gave me my the Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle for my Soul Silver, because I wanted them at the start, she had Master Balls on all of them. Like, she gave me just Master Balls.
Which I gave those to her.
Exactly. So, I guess if you count that
because
as cheating.
Because I cheated on Emerald, not Emerald.
Bunch of cheaters. I
forgot about that cheat, the Master Ball cheat.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I... You know, if you go behind a truck, you can find Mew. If I wanted my own comeback, I would have wiped it off your mom's chin.
Oh...
I swear to God, if you throw that and it knocks over all my shit on my cabinet. Throw it. I want to see if you can make it. Oh, denied by Stefan.
It wouldn't have made it.
I don't have it.
Yeah, that shot wasn't going to make it.
It wasn't.
Is the phone call dead?
Yes. No.
I have a clear, rigid, feminine pleasure device. This is apparently cop speak for a dildo. So I guess it wasn't 7 feet long and 8 feet wide.
You're probably confusing that with my dick.
Like Leaper, his friggin'.
Wow.
Leaper's dildo. It's like a cubicle partition. Unfortunately for the officer, apparently believes dildos have multiple uses. Leaper's like crying.
A lot of people cry on this podcast, apparently.
Is it what you see? I think.
What the fuck was that?
I'm gonna sound kind of repetitive with this, but as far as originality goes, I'm gonna have to put Mortal Kombat in there. I know it sounds retarded, but.
Every 5 minutes, we're just gonna be like, "Oh man, Tyler, come on, I freaking hate you, come on, man."
Maybe there's more dick sucking going on. You might be more interested.
Maybe.
Seemed like very. Out of left field there. Well, if he doesn't listen to us, he could probably suck a dick.
There's no dildo in our basement. Not now, not ever. Never will be.
Isn't Leaper in your basement?
Yeah.
Well, then there's a dildo in your basement.
I don't know.
Leaper is a dildo, or Leaper has a dildo?
No, he has that dildo we've been talking about.
What dildo are we talking about?
That 7 foot tall, 8 foot wide cubicle partition concrete dildo.
I think he disguises that as his bed.
Oh, it's also diesel powered.
Oh, jeez.
And there's no point for it either, just to make noise. Stefan's upstairs, he hears it through the vents. He's like, oh, God. What do you think the top first party game is?
First party, what do you mean
so
by
from,
that?
From Nintendo itself. Like, Nintendo
top,
published and
I'd
made it.
I'd say Mario? New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Super Mario Galaxy 2. Wii Sports.
Something with Wii in the name.
It's Wii Play.
Oh. That's the one that comes with that fucking controller, isn't it? Ding! No wonder. Like, that fucking disc sucks, too. It's got, like, one good game on it out of, like, the seven that are included. Ding! But that people that like it only buy it because of the controller. Ding!
Don't mess with it.
Don't mess with the best because the best don't mess. Don't move with the cool because the cool don't move. Don't mess. Don't fool. Because we are the best and we are cool. Hey!
Wow.
Damn! Who expected that from me? What's up? I hate other dots.
And right.
I just like, I'm a big fan of the .com.
I think I had
like
an aneurysm after that one. I hate other dots.
I like to keep it simple. Like when something's .net or .org, it just pisses me off.
If you hear that out of context, it's going to take you forever to be like, what the fuck did he mean?
Fuck.
No, Skyrim has dragons in it now, doesn't it?
Huh?
Yeah.
Dragons. That, is that the selling point?
Yeah.
It's like Oblivion with dragons.
That's awesome.
That's good. But.
I got another funny story about the Halo 3 launch night.
Yeah.
So we were so excited. We ended up screwing something up. It was funny. So Ben's like, hey, you want to ride to your car? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Because I was on the other side. We just, like, drove, like, halfway to my house. And we're like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be dropping me off to my car. Not going to my house.
Or how about?
We were just so, like, distracted because we just wanted to get home and play. And then he's just, like, taking me home instead of my car.
Next, I have no need for drugs. This group has 63 members.
Guess who the founding member was? Me. Dang. I can save all of you. I can save everyone else out there. 63 will overcome many.
All right, well, 63 better overcome 22,684 because that's how many people are on the next page, which is drugs.
Women that will listen to your problems while you pay them and they get naked. They call a stripper.
Yeah, a stripper doesn't want to hear your shit.
No, if you pay them enough, they'll sit there and listen. Like,
yeah, but they don't want to hear your shit.
Pay them enough and they'll eat your shit.
Yeah.
Why would something black not exist?
I don't know. You what? Tell me, Matt.
What was your deal tonight?
Like, I'm not.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, wow.
Jeez,
my
Matt.
Deal.
Jeez.
I'm not even going to edit out what you said earlier.
That's right.
There was this video of this guy and his son playing a...
Yeah.
Playing Kinect, and they were doing like some skiing game, and you know, you had to move your arms, and so the kid leans right to to lean away from something, mm-hmm. but the dad had to pull his arm back to do something,
and,
he just elbowed the kid in the face. And it was like a major elbow too. The kid's head just shot back.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Like, it wasn't just, you know, like, oh, ow, oh, I'm sorry. It was like break your nose. Oh, shit. Elbow. Jeez.
I'm going to enjoy your kid.
Thank you. You know what? Oh, God.
Are you trying to say you're going to rear my child?
Are you sure?
That's how we drilled him.
I think you're lying.
Are you going to back out from that lie?
Nope.
Are you going to
back out?
Where's your evidence? Where's your evidence?
Back out. Choose down.
This picture.
That's not me.
That is you.
That's you.
Oh, that is me. Yeah, this picture. Why they call them roofies? Why not floories? She hit the floor.
No, you were on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Finish him. All
right, awesome. Your goal of this is to finish him.
Ah.
Because Final Fantasy sucks.
Final Fantasy is awesome. You shut your mouth.
Yeah. Half this table.
Bite your tongue.
Half this table likes Final Fantasy.
Bite my tongue?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's a fact. There was nothing else to that.
Yes, sir, the Power Up Podcast. The same podcast that goes straight through your speakers, down into the center of your brain, and...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we do that weekly.
As well as your pants. Same noise. Mm-hmm.
If Hedo Turkoglu is not in the game because of Michael Jordan,
only person that needs to be in the gay... Gay. Needs to be in the game is D-Rod.
What do you got on your mind?
Rodzilla. The worm.
Rodzilla's not going to be in the game. I'm sorry.
Should be.
Steve Nash.
10 versions of him.
10 versions
with 10 different
Robin.
Haircuts.
One
hair
of them
colors.
With that wedding dress he wore.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome, dude. Slamming some dunks.
Playing one-on-one wedding dress Rodman versus suit Jordan.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude.
I'm a bigger fan of Jordan's baseball career.
That one home run he had in the minor leagues. Yeah. Favorite moment ever.
He was crazy on bananas.
And as he was getting arrested, he was like, I'm sorry, I thought it was America.
You might have said he's gone bananas.
Oh! Oh. You, yeah. You
loser.
Leaper.
You.
Ooh, that is the funniest thing you've said ever.
Thanks.
Another study, apparently 83% of prostitutes have a Facebook. So if you want to get a prostitute, better check Facebook first.
Just fucked a guy. Like.
That's going on the soundboard.
All right.
See, Justin Bieber wanted to use about 15 seconds of the Mario theme in his movie, and Nintendo said no.
Good. Yeah.
Justin Bieber said this. Aw, come on, Nintendo. Why won't you let me use the Mario theme for 15 seconds in the Justin Bieber movie? Talk about free advertising passed up. Nintendo doesn't need free advertising. That's like telling Coca-Cola, like, well, you missed your shot.
Oh, you don't want to be on the Power Up podcast, Coke? Oh, okay.
Oh, I see how it is.
Whatever, fine. Missing out on a bunch of promotion.
Guess we're a Pepsi podcast now.
Another guy was so pissed throughout the whole survey. He was, like, freaking out. I mean, the survey was dumb because you have to, like, repeat the same answers, like the same choices, so you're like, never, sometimes, usually, always. You have to say that every single time for every single question, regardless if they say their answer in the middle of while you're talking, you have to still read them. That's just like policy. So I did that, and he's like go, and I'm like, he's like screaming for me to go, and I'm like, sir, is there a better time to call you? He's like, no, go. Not even kidding. I'm like, wow, this guy probably seems like a big loser on the other end of this. And I'm just like, all right. So then I try and speed it up, and he's like, and I have to keep, and I'll keep reading him as he gives his answer, and he's like, you are the biggest ass I have ever met. Like, he was flipping balls at me the whole time, and he's like, he started yelling more, like, he started yelling his answers, and I was like, sir, you yelling your answers isn't gonna make this go any quicker. He's like, you are the biggest ass.
I'm just boring you guys, just go to Leaper. Fuck it.
I don't know why that's so funny. I'm gonna have to agree with Tyler, not for the same reasons, but some of the same reasons. I think Gears of Roar will be the best.
Gears of Roar.
So like,
it's like Gears of War, but they're all dinosaurs. It's like Turok mixed with.
Dude, I got
War.
Jurassic Park on the brain. Dude, I've been watching that shit all day.
That's the gayest thing I've ever seen you do between segments.
Yeah, I enjoyed every second of it.
Why are you calling me, Stefan?
I don't know. my pocket is calling you, apparently.
If only we had cameras.
Get me out of here.
I'm like, Cooper just slowly put his middle finger in his mouth.
What's up?
And stared at Stefan the whole time he was
That's not the only thing he slowly puts in his mouth, either.
Hey-o!
Whoa!
Gay joke from Tyler. Never saw that coming. You did,
Dude, you got your ass
Hakuma's
kicked by your sister.
Oh, I did do Hakuma's sister. Well,
what? You did do Hakuma's sister?
Oh, no.
You totally said that.
I heard Tyler say, you got beat by your sister, and I was going to respond to him, but I didn't finish what I was saying before.
Yep.
I did do Hakuma's Hadouken, and yes, I got beat by my sister, but it was the really...
He's struggling.
I know, I mixed the two sentences, but no, that was the...
Thank God you didn't say I did do my sister.
That was the second time. That was the second time I ever played Street Fighter. And
my favorite grunt is the
gotcha.
But anyways, Assassin's Creed, as far as it goes,
it was good.
It did pretty good. Pretty good game.
It played good.
Gave 150%.
But it was so ridiculous.
I know.
It's like if Mickey Mouse called up to Walmart.
It almost sounded like that too.
Oh,
like.
Oh. Oh, you guys got any Disney stuff?
Oh, Josh Bush. Oh.
It's like, yeah, we got some Disney stuff. Oh, that's great. Oh.
You got any pretty eggs? Oh. Many girls who probably don't play Nintendo in the first place. That's the demographic we're looking at.
Sweet.
Hey, great. As long as they still know how to play with the Wii.
High fives all around.
Weird. I have seen condoms at a comic book store.
Were they like superhero themed? That'd be
they,
sweet.
Were they all dusty because they?
Yeah, sales were very high though.
I would need one called the Flash. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
The Superman one is bulletproof.
I need one to be the Incredible Hulk.
I like that. It's a lie.
Mine would be called Hawkeye.
Mine would be the Joker.
This would be what? The Hobbit?
Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
Mine would be the Joker.
Because it makes people laugh?
Exactly.
Especially because they gave me different feelings. Look, I have feelings for both of them. But they're different feelings, all right?
I saw you, Matt, playing Halo Reach the other day.
Halo 3. Halo 3 gave me more of like an epic, this is the final battle, we're going to blow this shit wide open and then do the necessary paperwork kind of battle.
It's the like the monkeys going on the ropes and the refrigerator, how that's so unrealistic. That's not Indiana Jones. That's so unbelievable. Have you watched fucking Indiana Jones movies? People's faces melting off and all sorts of like witchcraft and fucking sorcery and shit and
falling from a plane on a raft.
Yeah. Falling from a plane on a raft and then going down like a whole mountain and shit. It's
well,
like
well,
it's all
what happened when they opened the ark, like spirits come out and
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not real.
So, Mortal Kombat, Stefan. God, I can't talk today.
Quit sucking dick.
Damn. He's gonna throw it out.
Damn.
Hold it.
Bethesda does lose a point because they released the horse armor pack. but I think when it comes down to best studio,
I think you should lose a point because you bought it.
Oh. I don't know. I was looking through the menus and I was just like, and I bought it. Every move Lee has in SmackDown vs. Raw takes like an hour and a half to do.
And makes you suffer, and we just taunt while he does it. We taunt each other.
And then when Leaper does his taunts, one of us is always like, no, stop him. Stop that. and probably the best SmackDown vs. Raw moment is when Stefan got screwed over by Homer Simpson.
Damn it. He was such a bitch. Like, okay, I go into a match, and it's a special guest referee match, and it's Homer Simpson. I'm like, okay, maybe this guy will be cool. Like nine-tenths of the way through the match, he just turns on me and he just big boots me right in the face and it was over after that. Dick. Never looked at Homer Simpson the same again.
Remember when you were cussing on Xbox Live and Dallas Johnson's mom freaked out?
That was a long time.
That was so dumb.
We were like, what, 14, 15 at the time?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
like
this was like a good
she's
six,
like,
5 years
who
ago.
Who is that?
Like, it's
and then she called my house.
Yeah, that was just dumb. First of all, at the age of 14 or 15, you got to expect that. Second of all, why the hell did Tyler Swanson say my name out of all the people he could have said?
He could have just said your gamer tag. She would have had no idea.
It's Black Cyborg.
It was Stefan.
Have we started it?
I can't remember. We've talked a lot before.
Yeah,
I
did the intro. Do you want me to do it again?
Nope.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, this is
we're good.
Got
in
a good
Call
memory.
Of Duty Black Ops, an 11 kill streak. You can get either a gunship or...
attack dogs.
Son of a bitch. Still never learned. Second time I tried.
Oh, wait, was that the joke one?
Yeah.
The one that I ruined.
That you've now ruined three times.
I forgot. I just said it because I knew it.
Even though I've said multiple times, just let me say the answers.
I forgot the joke for that one.
It doesn't matter. Three of us turned out right, but Tyler's not here, so just play this instead.
Razzle dazzle.
That's all I got now. That'll take the place of where that joke should have been. LaShonda was caught with marijuana, and she's on her phone like, LaShonda's in the courtroom right now. The judge is being so mean to her. LaShonda. And she's walking in circles around the little atrium. LaShonda going away. LaShonda's going away. You know,
doing
another dude.
We are definitely two dudes fucking.
There are no dumbbells here, just my balls.
Quiet, I don't want my mama to hear.
And then, you know, and then someone on the other line's like, it's Stefan. It's Stefan that's doing someone.
Stefan having gay sex.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. No, I mean, you just don't want to broadcast that over Xbox
Live.
Of
course. Or do you?
And that one spec probably represents thousands of people.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore, probably, because they're all out protesting right now.
Yeah, they're all killing each other. Which,
<That's>
whatever.
I hope they're doing some, like, sub-zero fatalities.
That'd be really sweet. That's how I'd want to take over a country.
Yeah.
By ripping people's spines out.
Nah, nah, nah.
Or a windscreen.
Ka, ka, ka.
What's weird is, like, this is the hidden version. There's stuff in the background.
7-year-old boner. All right.
Weird.
Not surprising, though. Woo! Woman of the
Law! This is the remix.
Play those on top of each other and sounds like the same song.
Woman of the
Facebook faces class action lawsuit over like buttons.
I like buttons.
God damn.
Yeah. I think you should go to 25 because there was no whatever number.
All right. There's 37. No 37. All right. 37 we're going to go to 25.
Is penises. You get one more, and that is it.
37 is penises. That was invented in the last 25 years. Yes.
Yep.
Indeed.
Before then, it was just a myth.
Now it's a legend. Let's see. Leaper just texted me. What's the thing called in Halo, like Horde in Gears of War?
Yeah, what's the thing called?
Oh my god. German girlfriend's dad, who was fucking insane, tried to fight Leaper.
Tried to fight Leaper?
Yeah. And she was Bosnian, but I went there one night after sneaking her out.
He says that like it's an important detail.
She's actually Bosnian, so not German. She's not a Nazi.
I had a ladder to sneak her back up to her room.
You had a ladder?
Yeah, I had a ladder.
Just carry a ladder? Is this fucking
Dawson? He actually hits the dad with the ladder, so listen.
Yeah, so the dad's sitting there waiting.
Why don't you just finish every story?
And I'm pretty sure I've already told y'all, but he's sitting there waiting.
I have not heard this
story.
And
he comes, but and someone's just like, go, go. And I'm like, are you sure? Because like, he's yelling at me out the window. I'm like, are you sure? You're going to be, yeah, just go. So I turn around. I start walking back to my car. I hear the garage door opener, and he fucking comes running after me with like one of those little baseball bats like bar people keep underneath. He runs after me. And so I got this ladder in my hand, and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to run away and let him hit me in the back of the head. So I turn around, and it's like a fucking, like I got a shield in front of me, and I keep blocking him. And finally, he like reaches around the ladder and hits me in the back of the leg. And at that same time, I moved the ladder up like this, and I popped him in the mouth with a rung. And after that, I guess he didn't want anymore, so he like started walking away, and he cussing at me in fucking Bosnian or whatever they speak. And he's like, he's like, if you come back, I'll kill you. I was like, okay.
Jesus Christ. Who the hell cares that much? Like, honestly. How old were you?
18.
How old was she? I guess it's more important.
Same age.
17.
13.
Rape. You fucking rapist.
I will
fucking,
damn it, Leaper. I will not have
you.
Those kind of people on my show.
Slap the shit out of you.
Get out of here.
That is statutory rape, and I don't like it.
I don't think they even had sex, so it's not
we
rape.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right.
Speaking of Bosnian girls, there was a Bosnian girl I used to work with, and you know we could have dated. Now she's a model, and I have no chance.
That's unfortunate.
Don't you just hate when life bites you in the ass?
Yeah, I probably didn't have a chance in the first place.
Better than when it fucks in the ass.
Ooh.
Progressively louder. Because Tyler has to be louder than everybody else in the room.
And then he hits
so when
daddy
we get progressively
note.
Louder, Tyler's like, fuck these guys. They think they can be louder than me. Limbo's fun. I played it the other night.
Did you download it for however much it was?
Yep. It was half off, so 600 points, 750. So $750.
Damn, Limbo must be a good game. Meet me at Flowerama in Iowa.
That was just the dumbest place to meet up to. Like
let's have a
staff
fight.
Couldn't make it over to Flowerama.
For all I know, that girl's probably like pregnant or something stupid, so it doesn't matter anyway.
She got suspended for bringing alcohol in an orange.
Yeah, like 3 years
she got
later.
Expelled. She got drunk and contracted AIDS.
Damn.
Anything else happened to her, Tyler?
She got hit by a car. Lost her leg in Nam.
I was a Nam.
That was weird. I was going to say something about losing her leg, too.
Was it going to be in Nam?
No.
Oh, okay.
How'd she lose it?
Yeah, how'd she lose her leg?
AIDS.
Just takes your leg now. I just had leg AIDS.
Yeah, she got her leg. And they just cut
it
off before it
spread. They found a cure
to
AIDS. It's cutting off your right leg.
Yep.
That was the cure.
She figured it out, and then she won a Nobel Prize.
I thought it was retroviral medicines.
I thought it was called Don't Have Sex with Someone Who Has AIDS.
I thought it was called Listening to Power Up Podcast. Yeah. Listen to us, we cure AIDS.
Don't quote us
results
on that.
May vary.
Results may vary. Note, not everything is said on the podcast is fact.
You listen to us, you might cure AIDS.
Batteries not included.
With one of us, you might gain AIDS.
That's some assembly movie. Required. Thought we're gonna have a thing here.
Sunday.
Product not as large as showing up, blowing up
for the purpose of showing the detail.
Use under adult supervision.
No purchase necessary.
Shipping and handling fees do apply.
Tax title and license not included.
What the hell are we talking about here? Like
the random things they say, just like on commercials.
Disclaimers for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because every one of those, I could have been like,
in
my
bed.
Penis.
Blown up for size of demonstration in bed.
Clap out loud. LOL.
Me? He goes, I don't know what. He goes,
you,
what's it smell
tonight.
Like? No, he goes, what's it smell like? I go, and I just like drop dead.
You're a jackass.
No, it was wire cleaner or something, and I just like dropped, and he caught me, and he was like, holy shit.
Wire cleaner.
No, this manager had issues, wow. Though, because I remember one time I was hanging in the party with my girlfriend, because I was like giving her a hug goodbye or something. The next thing I know, an egg lands next to us. I look at the building, and my manager's standing up there butt-ass naked.
Oh, my
God. I'm like,
God,
what
God.
Are you doing?
You know some weird people.
This is my manager. My manager.
What represents the player's health in battle mode in the Mario Kart series? Shells, stars, hearts, or balloons? I feel like I'm reading off, like, Lucky Charms.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. The officer found her lying in the Six Flags lawn, lubricated.
like her whole body, or?
I don't know. The story doesn't say.
I love Lamp.
And,
You say that a lot, but I don't ever actually see it. We have a lamp right there in our corner.
Yeah, I love
and,
it.
And I've yet to see any, you know.
It's kind of on the down low.
You know, I've never even seen you so much as wave at Lamp.
You know what Tyler loves?
I wave at Lamp all the time.
I just love putting this meat in my mouth.
He does love putting meat in his mouth. Hey, Microsoft, GameStop, let's fuck.
Number four, the microchip. One person at IBM said, but what is it good for in 1968?
Well, you got yourself a miniature version of Matt's dog.
Oh, God,
I was
damn
thinking
it.
That, but I didn't know how to say it.
Speaking of Microsoft, my Xbox Live mic broke.
Good.
That's good.
All I have to say.
Good.
Yes.
Why good?
Now we can play together more.
Play. Melee or melee.
Yeah, so melee. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought too. That's what I've heard.
Maybe he said it to throw you off.
Apparently I can play it too. Let's see what it's supposed to sound like.
Melee.
There we
Damn.
Go. See?
Yeah.
It's like I said it.
Have you ever seen those old commercials for Caller ID? It's really funny.
No. I used to think Caller ID was a video game when I was like 5. I would like play with it and stuff.
Did anyone catch Tyler say mutt buttons?
No, I didn't.
He was trying to say like mash buttons or something like that, and he goes mutt buttons or something like that.
I heard you laugh after like mash buttons, but I thought he said mash buttons.
I don't know.
That's my dyslexia.
We'll have to look at it after it's done.
Ooh.
Oh, you were going for more, dude. You were not satisfied. Oh shit! You came around behind.
Okay, well, moving on.
Trivia.
No.
Just gonna talk over the drop there? Is that what we're gonna do?
Leaper,
who barely talks during the podcast in the first place, you might forget he's even part of the show. We'll talk in front of the drop.
So that way you can get noticed.
Drop.
Drop.
Drop. I guess we're working our way around. Stefan, go.
No.
And the walls came in suck around here to get first place.
Mine. Just throw that one out there. When I always talked about someone that was like socially awkward, I always made the joke like, hey, I'm going to level up my paladin tonight, you want to join me? But the thing is, I was looking at Rift and I might want a paladin, and that means all that karma,
you're that guy.
All that karma is just turning right around on me.
You
now
you are that guy.
And so I literally will be saying I have to level up my paladin.
Well then for arenas I have a list just in case, because if we did use
I'm totally not prepared.
I'm so prepared for this. I think I kind of want to teach this guy how to box, personally.
Ooh.
My foot halfway up his ass.
That's not boxing. All right, last news story. Woman uses sperm from oral sex to impregnate self.
That's
and then
a good idea.
And then gets child support.
That's a good idea.
I've never Noah, because I can't get pregnant. That's why I've never done that.
No, I'm saying you've never heard of that. Well, I've never done it. It's
not. It's,
wait a minute.
It's not like you said. Have you never done that? I'm like, no.
Hi-yo.
Ew. Oh, you know, I know. There, you and didn't even plan that.
I know.
I don't know. I think it would be somewhere between Elder Scrolls V, Gears of War 3, and Battlefield 3.
No. I mean, that's your opinion. I'm just saying, I don't... That's not what I think. I think it's between... No, that's
you
impossible.
Are wrong.
No, those are good picks.
All right, something very sad here. A delicious truck filled with delicious Dr. Pepper.
I don't know.
Has overturned off an off-ramp. Oh, has landed on the ground God. And is on fire.
No.
I'm on fire.
I'm on fire.
Yeah. I'm on fire.
All 23 flavors.
Oh, God.
It's did the doctor not, make it
not,
out,
not,
though?
Not one flavor survived?
The doctor made it. I just blanked on his name. Radio host. His show.
Thank you. Radio on, radio dude. Host his show? Gee.
Can you think of radio hosts and their shows?
Oh, with like Todd like Tyler?
No. National radio host.
I'll listen to
why
national radio.
His name?
Paul Harvey?
Howard Stern, you ass.
Oh, my God.
Paul Harvey. That's, I'll give you a high five. It won't pull out. That's right. You won't pull out. Get it? Because you have a baby on the way.
Damn. Go with the revolution shit.
Yeah, I know. Name. I was like, that's
use that name.
Perfectly viable name. Still out there.
Yeah, I was really pumped when I heard that name. I was like, that's a sweet
call it,
name.
Call it the 361.
just
completely fuck with people. Or PS361. They're like, oh my God, that's a higher number than both of the other consoles.
Wouldn't that be so fucked up if they just called it the PlayStation 4?
Probably some copyright.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have it copyrighted. But man, just to fuck with Sony's pick and the PlayStation 4.
Xbox 2.
If there was no Mario, there would literally probably be no Nintendo.
Like another Nintendo statement would've... from Tyler. That's obvious. Like Mario is good. He's pretty popular guy.
Also, yeah. Right now Stefan is playing Pokemon White.
Yeah, gotta be White.
And he's giving us his first impressions.
What the hell's wrong with you? Oh yeah, I just started playing the game like 10 minutes ago. Just trying to get through all the beginning
the
information. I'm right now choosing my Pokemon. Should I go with the Grass type? Smugleaf? No, I'm just kidding. That was his nickname. Snivy, apparently.
Snivy?
We got the fire type Pokemon. Tepig. it's Tepig. We're there with Rare up until like 2007 or something.
You
then
could
they
say
finally
finding
left.
A tenured employee there would be Rare.
It's true. It's technically true.
Wish I had a camera on my eye movement there when I just panned across you guys.
And I heard that's more because Rare is a pain in the ass to work with rather than Nintendo being the pain
are
in the ass.
Are they a pain in the Rare?
Oh, no. You can't follow up my joke with that one. At least they're not taking away the full internet.
Yeah.
Maybe Vietnam's just going to gather in the square and kind of rabble for a little bit. Yeah, rabble, like... rabble, 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 rabble. Then they're going to go back home. There you go, Leaper.
Yeah.
You have won.
Trivia.
That was fun.
I'm excited for the hard one. Giggity.
The one Tyler did for us?
Yeah.
Yeah. The final score is Leaper with 1, Stefan with 2, and Tyler with 0. Congratulations,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, right up there, like, so I'm not getting, like, -3.
Tyler, you got the pound symbol. I don't know how you did it, but that's all you got. Yeah, we'll get... Oh, yeah, dude, we'll lace it with roofies, too. Yes, yeah, try Crystal Pepsi and roofies on air.
Totally.
Perfect.
Not gonna happen.
Yes.
I'll drink Crystal Pepsi.
Next week, Crystal Pepsi
I'll
and roofies?
I'll drink Crystal Pepsi.
I don't know about roofies.
Who's drinking the roofies? You drinking the roofies?
You drink the roofies.
I'm not drinking the roofies. Yeah. It's my idea. Someone else has to drink
Stefan
the roofies.
Stefan will drink the roofies.
All right, Stefan's drinking the roofies.
Stefan's drinking the roofies.
But we won't tell him until afterwards.
Next week, on air, Stefan drinks roofies. Book it.
I have proof that he was a Pokemon God. Thief. He was a fucking Red Rocket. Fuck. Red Rocket. I call him Red Rocket. Team Rocket, whatever.
Oh, my God. So, it all started with Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue.
Yeah.
Seven, which one did you have?
Which, if you want to know who those people actually are, read the manga.
Seven was trying to get us to read the manga. Not very long, for about an hour now.
Yeah. It's good shit. It's good shit, folks. Trust me, I was as...
You sound like that guy that watches the movie and goes, just read the book.
Before I read it...
It's like, I was at work the other day, and someone... this family, it was two parents and a kid. were looking at movies, and the kids were like, how about The Expendables? And the dad was like, oh, yeah, that's like a good movie. And the mom looks and goes, it's rated R, though. And the dad goes, it's okay, it's just blood and violence. And she's like, oh, that'll probably be okay.
Only in America is extreme graphic violence okay, but the slightest touch of nudity is not allowed.
Yeah, I was like, okay, the opposite.
If that movie was completely harmless, except it showed one nipple.
Yeah, it should be the complete opposite.
She would be flipping balls. She would be like, no, we are not watching the smut in a house.
It's just wrong. It's pornographic, and I don't like it. No. Sex is evil. It's the devil. But violence, oh, no big deal.
The best ways to enter are from here.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have a police officer knocking on my door. We heard you made a joke. Sorry, I didn't mean to be funny. Number 8, Saturn. Saturn has gone down.
See ya.
What's Saturn?
Saturn,
the cars.
Oh.
Yeah, the planet exploded.
It's gone. It's all gone.
You don't remember that?
We now have 7 planets in our solar system.
Oh, jeez.
We are now welcoming back Pluto. Yeah.
Bring us back up to 8.
Yep.
You guys are going to have to defend an armor loadout. How about that? Does that sound good? Is that a good one?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Tyler's like, yeah.
I got Ryan.
Yeah. No, you can't
say that.
Got dibs. Just for the hell of it, Stefan gets running.
Fuck you, Stephen.
I don't even want running.
Oh, now he doesn't want running.
Yeah.
You think you're going to win something finally?
He's obviously right.
Yeah.
Yay. Thanks for ruining the suspense, Stephen.
Sorry. Big ruiner tonight.
Just ruin everything tonight.
Get together.
Mortal Kombat tournament.
Have our sticks and have some fun. Yeah.
Giggity. Ooh.
Slap our sticks around, you know.
Should we seed people? Stefan will be the first seed. Leap will be the second seed. And out of 8 people, I'll be the 30th.
I think it's pretty obvious she's got the strongest seeds here.
You?
Oh.
Yes.
You know, you're just the only one that's used them for their intended purposes. Everyone else is still in question. They haven't used theirs.
I'm probably not that fertile. Take hot baths. I've got taken a lot of shot to the nuts. Luckily, I do wear boxers, so I have that in favor.
Ride bikes a lot.
I can just masturbate at my house, and my girlfriend call me up the next day. Oh, I'm pregnant. What?
Damn. Jesus.
Shit's potent. Like, there's people that are so bad that, like, why are you playing this game, you scrub? Why are you playing this game, you noob? It's like,
because,
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had to be, like, fucking amazing at a game to play it. Like, maybe when I go to purchase this, they should have me do tryouts to see if I'm worthy of spending $60 on this game. You could say that light has a screw loose.
Oh, yeah.
No, you couldn't. Because it had a screw loose. That implies there's one screw loose, but there's 2. And they're not loose. They're off. Your system is flawed, sir.
Oh.
You're killing my act here, sir.
Hey, make your act more foolproof, and I wouldn't be able to kill it. I'm sorry. Don't cry. Stefan.
Dude, you're just eating yourself out. Get over it.
You were. You're playing a game, and it's really competitive. Like, it's close, and the game ends, and the other team goes, we fucking schooled you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We kicked your asses. Like, it was 50 to 49.
You won by 1 point.
You guys fucking suck.
Yeah. You shouldn't play this game, you scrubs.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here.
You guys are trash. You guys are garbage.
It's like,
and what's funny is, you know,
it was 1 point.
If the game would have gone the other way, it would still have been like,
there'd be a million excuses.
You're a bunch of shit.
They'd be like,
play me on
lucky. Yeah.
Play me on this map at this time of day when I have this for breakfast and I've done this, blah, blah, blah.
And this weapon. I need to be listening to this.
I hated that in Halo 2. You'd beat somebody and they're like, all right, play me on lockout with BR starts and no radar. I'm like, no. Why? I just beat you. I don't need to sit here and like play to your favor. How about you play me on go fuck yourself?
Easily one of the most addictive games we've ever played. Oh, how do you like that? I did the whole list on exactly how long the song is.
Nice.
It's almost like you planned it.
F that, dude. I did not plan that.
Who are you trying to get to believe you? Me or you?
I plan to play the song. I did not plan to do it exactly in 4 minutes and 4 seconds.
It happened subconsciously. It's okay. I know you didn't
don't
know
take,
that
don't
you were
take
doing
away
it.
My moment.
I know that you didn't know you were doing it on purpose, but you did.
It takes skill to do that. Just saying.
Number five, something passive.
Sister's brother?
Yeah, that's how you got Halo 3, man.
You mean your girlfriend's brother?
Your sister's brother. We have that on air, folks. His girlfriend is also his sister.
I've ridden in a few shopping carts. That's the best I got.
Really? Yeah, so did I when I was like five.
Really? You still rode shopping carts when you were 5 years old?
Yeah, because...
Your mom's like putting you in the seat.
No.
Mom's putting you in the seat.
I wasn't in the seat. I would just sit
she's
like...
throwing the extra slack from the umbilical cord into the cart.
No, I'd sit in the big-ass part. Dude, I'm five. The five's not that fucking old. Then I was like 13 still sitting in the goddamn shopping cart.
Like a little shirt and a lollipop. Now. I don't want to get out.
Shopping cart falls over. He's walking with it now. It's working on his back. He's like, look, I'm a tortoise.
I thought it was neat, too, but like, then they just shat on my face, and I'm like...
You know who I am?
You know who I am? I'm Snorky, damn it! You know who I am? God damn it, I'm a Jersey fucking Shore!
Our friend Josh Friesen started saying something. I forgot what they said. And they're like, do you know what CS means? And Josh Friesen goes, cocksucker? And they go, Counter-Strike, and they turn away. I'm like, oh.
Like, I have nothing against, like, nerdy people, but there are some, like, really, like...
Nerdy
stuck-up,
people.
Assy nerd people.
I don't have a problem with nerd people because I am one, but at the same time, what the hell was that? Counter-Strike, and they turn away. They just turn their backs to us.
I've just seen some people like that. It's usually the people that are, like, playing cards in public. Maybe because they get ridiculed all the time or criticized or laughed at. But they're usually the ones that are just like so snobby. Even if you're just like legitimately curious to what they're doing, they're just like so snobby. About
they're like
it.
Playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Do you have a problem with it?
No, I just wondering what the fuck you're doing, dude.
I was interested, but now you turn me off, you fuck. Now I want to slap you with my penis and then just put our butts inside each other.
Don't you mouth off to me, or I'm gonna slap you right in your penis.
I mean, we're all like a group of smartasses.
Yeah.
Except Leaper, he's not very smart.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm just an ass. Speaking of SmackDown, I can watch that on my iPod Touch.
Congrats.
It's amazing. I watched that last night on my TV.
Dustin's dogs. He has two dogs, Ty and Sub-Zero. And Sub-Zero,
two dogs in a cup.
Sub-Zero eats poop, and he doesn't even wait till it's on the ground. He'll eat it as it's coming out of Ty's ass. He'll be pooping, and Sub-Zero will be just all up there eating it. It's gross. How would you like that? You're just like trying to poop, and like some dog just trying to down it. I gotta keep up there, Sub-Zero.
Oh my god.
This is Gary.
Yeah, you're viable.
He almost died there. It was fun, one of his dildos finally completed the journey and came out of his mouth.
He almost spit his drink all over my computer.
They're like, they all have high standards of me, and they're all like, they just get out. Yes. All like, oh my god.
They've got high standards of this guy.
Do I have a boner?
Yeah, the same guy that said this.
I just love putting this meat in my mouth.
And this.
I'm going to show you how to lick the ball.
Yeah. They've got real high standards of you by now.
Wow, I didn't realize I had that many sound clips.
All right, so.
Thank God I don't say gay things like that on the podcast.
Oh, jeez.
Hi. Yo. Penis.
This one wasn't really gay, but that's just for you.
I'm a dick.
What about the hide your testicle or show me your testicle?
Show me your genital.
Yeah, then we better bring it around to Stefan.
Just fucked a guy. Like.
I think that's the only one from Stefan I really got. I mean, a gay one. I mean,
7-year-old like, boners.
Oh, that's right.
A 7-year-old boner. All right.
We need to really start watching what we say on this thing.
Of course, we got Nightmare Stefan. that was fun.
I'm like Carson. Like, what are you talking about? Carson plays the Wii on here all the time. I was like, well, yeah. I'm like,
why are you not allowed to play video games?
He's
on
like,
TV?
Well, Carson's my son. Here's my son by law.
Was
indeed see, this
gimme.
One might be a gimme too because I was, yeah, it is. So Lever's going to get another gimme.
God damn it.
I worked these out for three people. So originally this would have been Stefan's gimme, but that's going to be Lever's.
You're fucking me in the ass, Stefan.
This wouldn't be the first time.
Or the last.
Whoa.
You know what they say about a girl with a tongue ring?
We said this last night.
Yes. I know. Okay, well, I'll say it on the podcast.
Okay,
you know what they say about a girl with a tongue ring? She'll suck your dick. You know what they say about a guy with a tongue ring? He'll suck your dick. I just love that.
There's probably some guy listening to this with a tongue ring right now.
He's like, hey.
He's like, hey. Oh. Awful nickname. I hate T Magic.
Magic.
It's not clever.
Magic.
It
magic.
Doesn't make much sense. Like, oh, yeah, he's magic. Ooh, yeah. I carve up horrible defenses. I'm magic. But then there was this kid, Taylor, apparently, that was sitting a few chairs down from that guy that was directly behind me, the one that was talking the most. And he kept calling his name and be like, Taylor, T-Magic, T-Magic. I want to turn around and go, T-Magic doesn't give two buckets of piss about you, all right? Shut up.
That's
but
okay.
By God, if they touch one titty. Oh, no, we're in trouble now. That is wrong.
Maybe it's just the awkward factor. I mean, if you're a 9-year-old kid sitting there playing a war game and he's like, yeah, I dominated you, you know, you're like, oh, whatever. But if you walk in and he has the Kinect sitting in front of him, the Kinect looking at him, and he's thrusting, I think it'd be very uncomfortable.
A 7-year-old boner? All right.
Put down the damn flag. All right, first off, Stefan. You know, video games.
All right, that's enough of you. No, I'm just kidding. Go on.
I think we're gonna cry. But anyways, Stefan, a video game isn't always about what you can project. A lot of that has to do with the fighting styles. Are you still playing shit?
Okay, I'm serious this time. Go on.
Like I was saying.
Silence. Let him talk, damn you.
Let him finish.
Just give me the damn flag. No, I'm just kidding.
He needs all the help he can get. Let's go.
But,
and Tyler, once again.
Fuck you guys.
You have a...
Leaper, turn off the Xbox. It's time for bed.
How about...
for a lot.
Tatsunoko.
God damn.
Versus the Power Up Podcast. All right.
But yeah, Amler's parental settings on the Xbox that she could just go in there and be like, I won't allow him to see webcams, this, that, etc. It's like with people that he isn't friends with. There's ways to stop that kind of stuff.
It even says right there with any game that you buy, Xbox Live is not rated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. ESRB does not rate online interactions.
Because you can't.
You can't.
There's no way, unless you have like a moderator sitting every game like, all right, everybody. Let's
just like Uno, that game's rated E, but if you go on there, you could probably see someone's dick on a webcam.
Yeah, I mean, somebody whacking off. I don't know.
I mean,
to that Uno card.
I've seen something like that. You know, who knows?
Wild cards just turned me on.
Just have a seat.
First things first, we got to mention that Tyler is now a father.
Congratulations.
Who picked the day?
We need applause. Can we have applause?
Who picked the day? It was me.
Yeah, yeah, Stefan picked the day.
Guessed that about a month ago. So.
This is for Tyler, not for Stefan.
Nothing. Should have won something, but I didn't.
This is for Stefan.
I said $5 when we were first doing it. But
to do anything. It was more for fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's lame.
It's never as fun when it's just for fun.
Everyone should
have
given me like a pop.
The winner gets my penis in their mouth.
Congratulations, Stefan!
Woo! All right, we're gonna have a special guest next week.
Oh God!
It's Tyler's mom.
Tyler's up to four. Ooh, this one's coming down to the wire. Now you can tie the leader if you can get this question right. What is the name of the psychopath with the machete in the department store in Dead Rising? Cliff, Dale, Harvey, or Jack?
Look at me. Oh.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yes, you.
Don't look at me. All right. Now, I'm going to have to dock you a point for saying it's done pretty good instead of it's done pretty well.
I'm sorry.
There's a few points gone there. I'm sorry. Just,
I don't speak
English.
Here's
a white flag for you to wave.
Did you say deplorable violence?
Violence.
Wascally Wabbit.
Nuclear Wessels.
So ultimately, it's probably possibly maybe the most used ability.
Yeah, but it sucks.
But probably the least useful.
Yeah, because
you just take what I said and you put it on your statement when it doesn't even apply.
Why do these other two games suck?
Why do these other two games suck?
Yes, I believe that is what I said.
Well, to be honest with you, they're good games.
All right, let's move on.
But the reason why NBA Jesus Jam is better.
every time he sounds like an oxygen like thing. He's like, oh god, there it goes.
Yes, I killed the competition.
The cool modes. Reach.
Everything.
Why do you have an Xbox? What do you need now?
Well, I'm just curious.
He's trying to set us up for conversation, you douche.
I'm just fucking with
like, yeah. I mean, they something you don't
pretty,
do.
They probably have. They always. Yeah. Bungie always has pretty original game types.
They do.
Well,
and then matchmaking rapes it because nobody wants to play the cool game types. Yeah. Then it just turns. Then it turns to like fucking BR Slayer, or the occasional capture the flag, but Oddball, Juggernaut, Territories, Land Grab,
Rocket Race,
God. What VIP, all those don't get played on this podcast. This is not a gaming news podcast.
We don't do the news.
All right, hold on. Let me kill the news.
What are you buying? What
Damn.
Adios.
Why?
Wilson. That's what I nicknamed the news. Wilson.
Just an extension of the Wii. Like, you can take this tablet
you
controller.
Said extension of the Wii.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, arcadey. We'll say arcade.
Best arcadey like ish board game.
What the hell?
Go.
I don't even know. You just threw me off because I don't even know what you
quit
just
making
said.
Fun of
wow. Right now. Way to go, Matt. I can't believe you.
I'm so confused right now.
And next.
You get a bye.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, you get a bye.
All right. NBA Jam. Who can forget that great...
What a good game. That is all I have to say.
Libra, you're starting to sound like me, man.
I was riding Yoshi around all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Using his tongue.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
This is just seems to be a screenshot, but Super Smash Bros. Melee, Zelda has her leg up in the air like she's doing a split.
Yeah.
And Yoshi's... got his tongue open.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That's what's up.
We're going to play Xbox. Oh, God, what is this? As long as she's more open with me than that. No problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut off the joke there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the one that's cut off the joke.
Yeah, what a douchebag.
Shouldn't be moving if it's still dead. Unless it's a zombie. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my god.
In No More Heroes, what is Travis's cat's name? Chitsu, Fuffles, Gene, or Buster?
Fuffles.
I think you just like that name.
Steph.
Yep, I did.
Zane.
Zane?
What the hell was the name then at the last
Chitsu,
one?
Fuffles, Gene or Buster?
When the fuck was a Zane?
There was no Zane.
I heard a Zane, damn it.
There was no Zane.
I heard a fucking Zane. I heard a Zane.
Oh my god.
You clearly cannot play Pokemon.
I'm gonna go throw up. I'm not playing Pokemon. I'm gonna go throw up now.
Alright, so we've kind of rambled on. How about we,
How about we put this episode out of its misery?
It just ended with the Magnum sound here. Anyway, remember, you can email us at powerupodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/powerupodcast, twitter.com/powerupodcast. From there, you can find all the other websites we're on. So, for Tyler, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.